ever heard of knocking? What if I'd been naked? Who am I kidding? I should love that. I've noticed you eyeing me up and down since the day I moved in. You're not as subtle as you think, you little freak. Relax, I'm kidding. Well, mostly. But really, what do you want? Storming in here like that is a little dramatic, even for you. Yes, and? I told you I'd get to it. Later. I'm busy right now, can't you see? How dare you? Playing Elden Ring is very important. I'll put the groceries away when I'm done. Now, stop getting on my nerves. Shoo! I said shoo. Jeez, if it bothers you that much, do it yourself. When did you become so uptight? You were always bossy. What if I'd known you'd turn into this? I might have reconsidered crashing here. Starting to think paying rent might be worth avoiding the daily drama. Your voice can be very grating. Do you know that? Yeah, duh. I've changed. Last time you saw me, I was just some awkward, nerdy kid. Thank God that phase is over. Aw, look at you. Pretending you're not into the new me. Don't think I missed that lock when you opened that door. You were practically drooling. Bet you never thought I could look this good, huh? Come on, admit it. I've got you rethinking all those times you ignored me. Back when I was just a scrawny kid with braces, following you around like a lost puppy, hoping you'd spare me a bit of attention. And now you're the one sneaking glances at me every chance you get. Oh, how the tables have turned. Look, it's okay. I know I'm a lot to handle. It's fine to be curious. I think it's time you drop the act. You're not fooling anyone. Especially not after last weekend. Don't tell me you've forgotten already. Ugh, that stings. Peaches. I really thought we had a moment there. You were practically clinging to me all. Please don't go. Just stay right here with me. You know, for someone who's always trying to act tough, you sure turn into a little cuddle monster after a few drinks. You like having me around. No shame in that. Though honestly, you could have just said so instead of making up excuses. Next time you want me to stay, just say the word. No need to wait until you're feeling all vulnerable. I'm here. Lucky for you. I like my boys a little needy. Especially when they're as cute as you, Peaches. So, is that really why you're here? Need your personal pillow again? It's okay. Just ask. I'm not gonna make you beg. Well, not too much. Oh, come on. You know I'm just messing with you. Alright, alright. No need to look at me like that. I'll back off. Didn't think you'd take it so seriously. I'm sorry, okay? I was just playing around. Didn't mean to push too far. I guess I thought you'd laugh or something. It's kind of hard for me to not mess with you, you know? I used to think just getting you to look my way was, like, the best thing ever. And honestly, I still think it's worth it. Even if you're mad at me half the time. At least now, I'm not invisible anymore. Having you think I'm a cocky asshole is better than being forgotten altogether. Yeah, you did. You moved away, went on with your life, and I barely crossed your mind. No texts, no calls, nothing. You have no idea how often I'd ask my sister if you'd ever talked about me. Or if you ever, I don't know, wondered what I was up to. But no, not once. I even had to bribe her annoying ass to post pictures of me in her stories when I finally started looking halfway decent, hoping you'd react. Trust me, she's milked it for all it's worth. God, I hate that little devil spawn so much. What? No, I didn't trick my way in here just to be near you, weirdo. I'm into you, but I'm not a total creep. I actually do have interviews lined up in the city. It just worked out that she wasn't here. I could crash in her room. The fact that we'd end up sharing an apartment was a nice bonus. Yeah, a nice bonus. Do I really need to spell it out? Alright, fine. Anyway, being around you. I try to pretend otherwise, but that's all show. What can I say? I've got a real weakness for men who roll their eyes at me and constantly tell me what to do. Yeah, just like that. Don't stop now. That's really working for me. Oh, and a glare too. Must be my lucky day. What's next? A sigh. Maybe a huff. If I play my cards right, you might even cross your arms at me. Really going for the full package here. There it is. You know, it's kind of unfair how little you have to do to drive me crazy. I guess that's true what they say. You never really forget your first love. I put so much effort into being the kind of person you'd notice. Someone you'd look at twice. And yet here I am. Right back to being a nervous mess around you. I know, I know. I might not seem that way. Seeing as I'm, like, super cool and beautiful and ridiculously hot. But still so humble about it. But trust me, I'm just better at hiding it now. Here. Feel how fast my heart's beating just from being this close to you. It's crazy, you know? No matter how many times I see you, you still make me feel like the same dorky kid with a hopeless crush. But honestly, I'm done putting on a show. So, unless you tell me to stop, I don't think I can keep pretending I don't want to kiss you right now. Oh, are you sure about this? I'll take that as a yes. Does this mean I'm not your best friend's annoying sister? Ugh, you're breaking my heart. But you know what? I'll take it. Like I said, better annoying than forgotten. Careful, Peaches. Your face isn't as good at hiding your emotions as you think. Come on, admit it. You like that kiss as much as I did. Totally worth the wait. Actually, it was good. I think I should tell my sister about it immediately. Of course I'm serious. Let me go look for my phone. Where could it be? Okay, I'm kidding. No need to get handsy. I'd like to live long enough for date nights, thanks. I mean, we don't have to call it date night if you don't want to. We could call it two roommates who just shared the best kiss ever, figuring out what they are while awkwardly poking at their food. But you know, late night might be a little catchier. So, what do you say? I'll even promise to be slightly less annoying. Maybe. You really drive a hard bargain, but that's fine. If that's what it takes to get a chance, I'll put away the stupid groceries. And you go look up what you want to eat tonight. Deal? Perfect. Who knew getting on your nerves would turn out this well? I should annoy you more often. And there it is. Another glare. Let's go. All right. Don't hurt me. I'm kidding. Help. I'm fragile and bruise easily. Be gentle.
I surrender.